Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
We sure don't miss New Hampshire winters. And now, your host, Maceo.
Here we are again in the podcast shack at Enchanted Hills Camp, Napa, California. Summer 2018 Youth Session Day 4. Here we are. I got a camper in here, a nice young man. Tell me, sir, what is your name? How old are you and how long have you been coming to camp?
My name is Muhammad Al-Amari. I'm 11 years old, and this is my first time. I did go to family camp, but, like, this is my first time at, like, I didn't go to, like, this is my first time at family camp. Then I had this camp right now.
Okay, perfect. So did you go to family camp this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been to camp twice this year, yeah?
Yeah.
What was the difference between family camp and youth camp?
So in family camp, since you had, like, adults monitoring you, you could go wherever you want. And, like, in the morning, they said the activities, like, nature, what would you do in nature? Like, for example, art, you do tie-dye. But now in, like, you have a schedule. There is free days, though.
Yep.
There's one free day. But you have a schedule where it's, like, the same schedule every day. For example, my schedule is nature. My schedule is nature, art. Here's, like, the day, basically. It's breakfast, then schedule, which is nature, art for me. And then lunch, then more schedule, which is, like, pool, nature again, then dinner. And in family camp, you could go wherever you want.
That's it. And your family's here, right?
Yeah.
Did you come with your family members? Who came with you?
My mom and my sister. But you know what I like about, like, this camp?
What?
Like, the schedule is kind of a takeaway, but in this camp, like, every day you do something different. Like you have something at the end of the day that makes the day longer, which is different. For example, we had, like, the sleep out one day, and then the other day we had the talent show, and then the other day we had the band jam.
What was your favorite of the nighttime activities, or did you like them all?
I liked them all, but my favorite would probably be the band jam, because I got to, like, the semifinals.
Yeah, you did. You did really well for your first year. You're a competitive dancer. It was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Right on. And how was the sleep out experience last night? Did you get your s'mores?
Those were really good. I got my own marshmallows because I couldn't eat pork.
Yeah, well, that's how we do it here. But you had your s'mores, right?
Yeah,
perfect.
They were good.
Okay, so you're enjoying Enchanted Hills Camp for your first time, both as a family camper and now as a youth camper.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think you want to come back next year?
Yeah, also for the s'mores, if you're coming to this camp, the crackers are really good.
Oh, good crackers at this camp. Nice. Okay, well, Muhammad is formulating some awesome opinions here at camp, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to know you a little bit now that we heard about your camp experience. Let's find out what life is like at home with Muhammad. Let's see. What grade are you going to be in?
I'm going to be in sixth grade, but I'm going to middle school in sixth grade, even though at my school you could stay at sixth grade, not middle school, which I'm kind of sad about because my friends won't be, like, at middle school with me because they're going to sixth grade at elementary. By the way, if you notice, I talk really fast.
You do talk fast.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're understanding what you're saying. So you're going to be in the sixth grade at a different school. And what is your favorite subject to study? What do you like in school?
I like, I'm really good at math sometimes. Like, the funny thing is, I think I'm the worst at math, but it turns out I'm, like, usually the best at math. But I like reading. Like, okay, this is so weird. I'm like, all my other friends think it's weird because of this. So, sometimes the teacher's like, if you don't behave, then you're going to stay inside and read instead of recess. And I'd rather stay inside and read. Like, one day, I'm like, teacher, can I just stay inside and read? And she's like, no, you have to go to recess. But and then it's like, one day she's like, if you don't behave, we're going to stay inside and read. Okay, I'm not behaving, now can I go read?
That's some pretty good reasoning there, Muhammad. I like it. I like it. So you like school, you like to learn. You're okay with it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, my weak point would probably be either science or social studies. Not good.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Recognizing your weaknesses, but you still like to learn, right?
Yeah, and my strong point would be math.
Nice.
Math and reading.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about some foods you like to eat. You like to eat fast food?
Yeah, I like to eat, like, tacos and I like McDonald's. There's this really good place called Chick-fil-A. It has really good sauce.
Oh, yeah, Chick-fil-A. I've eaten there before. That's some good stuff.
And then I like Subway. Like, this is weird. Most people like In-N-Out, but it's not, like, it's okay, but it's like, I don't like it, even though most people like it, like, love it.
I've gotten so many In-N-Out answers on this podcast that that's really funny to me that you said that, because a lot of people do like In-N-Out Burger.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, I literally had to put that in because, like, everyone says, oh, In-N-Out's the best. Like,
oh, Muhammad, you got it going on, buddy. All right, do you like to drink a soda? What kind of soda do you like?
I like either Coke or Sprite or 7-Up.
Okay.
So does someone know the difference from Sprite and 7-Up?
Can we take a taste test? Do you want to try and figure it out? I've never done it.
Yeah, I'll go take a taste test.
I think I like 7-Up a little bit better, though. If I had to guess, I'm not really sure. They're both pretty close.
Like, I don't know.
What's your favorite candy?
I like...
How about favorite chocolate candy?
My favorite chocolate... Kit Kat.
Nice. And what's your favorite chewy candy?
Does gum count as a candy?
Yes, it sure does. You can count that as a candy. You like chewing gum?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. There you go. What is your favorite? You said tacos. Are you like Taco Bell or Del Taco?
I've never heard of Del Taco. Oh. But there's this really good place called Jim Boy's.
Oh, I know Jim Boy's. Yeah.
That's
a
really good place. And for some strange reason, my mom and my sister don't like Jim Boy's.
But you like Jim Boy's?
Yeah. And Taco Bell's okay, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go on here. Do you like pizza?
Yeah, I like pizza. I can't eat pepperoni, but yeah, I like cheese. Oh, and veggie pizza. Oh,
veggie
and there's this really good place called Blaze. You can make your own pizza. It's so good.
That sounds good. Do you have a favorite television show?
Not really. I mostly watch YouTube, like DanTDM, Popular MMOs, maybe like Minecraft Let's Players.
All right, that takes me to my next question. Do you play any video games?
Oh, I like Mario and like Minecraft.
What system do you have? What are you playing on?
Nintendo Switch.
Oh, nice. You got a Switch.
Yeah.
I have a PlayStation 4.
I want to get Crash Bandicoot and Insane Trilogy for the Switch.
I actually want to get a Switch because I want to play Zelda on the Switch.
I had Zelda, but I traded it in for Skylanders because a lot of people are not going to like this because, like, everyone's going to say Zelda's better. I don't really know because I couldn't follow the markers on the map, so I just I couldn't get far.
It was a visual thing for you on the Zelda?
Yeah.
Is Skylanders easy? Are there some games easier for you because of the visual aspect of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
There's some people who can complete, like, Mario Odyssey, for example. Tutorial mode has arrows that point to where you go, but it's so much easier because, like, every time, usually in non-tutorial mode, if you fall off a ledge, you die, but you have a bubble, and it depends on your health, and you have more health, and it's like super easy mode, but I just need it because, like, I could play it in normal mode. It's just the arrows is what I need, so, like, I'm not, like, playing on easy mode, so I can just have an easier playing experience because I need the arrows.
Gotcha. No, that's totally understandable. Is that what you're playing now? What do you, like, do you get to play every day? Do you have a set time that you can play?
I get to play every day, but, like, I don't have a set time, but my mom at least wants me to go out once, and if I'm not going out, then I have to go of the iPad for like the last hour of the day.
Yeah, no, that's what's good to get. You have to go outside and do some things. We can't be into our technology all the time.
And the good thing about if we don't go outside, I can just go to the pool and then be done with the pool and then like go in the open. You know, I don't like when my mom takes it at night where I can't go in the pool. I'm like, why don't you take it in the afternoon when I had more activities to do?
There you go. Nice. So what games are you playing now then? What do you like to play? If you were going home now and you were going to play a game, what are you going to play?
I'd probably play Lego Marvel Super Heroes. A lot of games I'm stuck on. The funny thing is I bought so many video games. Mom's like, you can't buy another video game for 6 months. And I'm like, no. But It's like most of my video games are like the most expensive $60 ones, and the one time I want like a cheap one, she says I can't buy a video game, and like because I'm stuck on most of them. I have like 7 video games, and I'm stuck on most of them.
Most of them. Have you tried looking it up online how to get unstuck? Do you know? You know they have walkthroughs for everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
you can look at the videos, the YouTube videos of how to get unstuck.
Well, I know one of them. There's 3, so horror I'm stuck on. One of them is like. I don't have the, it's like you have a certain, it's like you aim at something and you have to shoot it.
Oh,
and
it's, if a, you it's have a to, special you, move.
Yeah,
then,
and you,
yeah.
And you have to, it's like Mario Tennis Aces, the mirror room level. You have to aim and shoot at it, the thing. And if you don't, and if you miss one, all of them regenerate again and you have to keep shooting.
Right.
And you have like a certain time to do it.
And you just can't do it. It's not that you can't. It's not that you don't know how to do it. It's a puzzle-wise. It's just trouble getting past that.
And there's like one puzzle-wise
gotcha.
One, but I don't understand it because I think it's a visual thing. I just don't understand it. And I watch a YouTube video, but everyone's moving like way too fast because it's like
yep.
super easy for them because it's like they're like they can see it easier.
So even though you face challenges playing video games, you still enjoy it,
and
right?
One of them, I just like. The last two were like a personal visual impaired thing, but one of them, I don't understand how other people, like this is a port of a game that was on the Wii U, it was ported to the Switch, and it's just this boss includes picking up a barrel, and like the controls are weird, so it's really hard to do because of the controls this
gotcha.
Time, because it's a port.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask the question again, Muhammad. Even though you face some challenges playing video games with your visual impairment, you still enjoy doing it, right?
Yeah, because
it doesn't matter.
I love video games.
Yeah, I do too. I'm the same way. Okay, let's move on to some quick questions. That was fun talking about video games.
Okay.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is I like light colors. All of them I like light better, but my favorite color is green.
Okay. What's your favorite number?
Favorite number. Probably it would have to be like something. My favorite number would probably be like 1,000 or 100, because it's like mostly if you want to, because the numbers are infinity. So when you think of a big number, you think like 100, like because
mm-hmm.
it's like numbers are infinity, so you can't get the biggest number. So you just like. Say 100 because it's like the easiest numbers.
Yeah. No, that's some good reasoning. I like it. What's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal, snake.
Nice. If you could go anywhere in the world right now, all expenses paid after camp, where are you going to go?
I would go to Iraq because I was born in Egypt and went to America. I don't, like, most of you are surprised by this. Do I, like, sound like I'm from another country?
No, but you were born in another country, huh?
I was born in Egypt, although my actual home is Iraq, so I wish to go there.
Have you ever been there before?
No. But my dad works there, so I don't get to see him often. He, like, flies in. I get to see him for a month, and then he has to visit my... this is a funny story. My dad, I have, like, other sisters who are living somewhere else, so my dad has to also visit them.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Also, most of them are in college or older than me. I'm, like, the youngest. I'm like, the only boy.
You got all sisters, huh?
Yeah. And
how many sisters do you have?
I think, four.
Four sisters. Okay.
Two of them are in somewhere else, and one of them, which is the only person I'm older than, is...
Oh, you have a little sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's here.
All right, I got you. Do you have a favorite superhero?
In looks, I like the Hulk because it's green, but like favorite superhero, I like Iron Man. It's like because you don't some superheroes have powers and you're like you can't control them, but Iron Man is like you're just a guy, you can live a normal life, but you get into this like suit and
yep.
then you just
yep. That's cool. That's a different style of superhero for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So, what is your favorite smell?
Favorite smell. My favorite smell is like the smell of money, because it just signifies I have money.
I haven't gotten that answer yet. That's a good one, Muhammad. Did you have fun podcasting?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
First time?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So welcome to camp. I hope you have a great rest of your session. I hope that you come back and join us again. You know camp loves you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for watching. Also, it's like, if I podcasted before, when I come here next year, can I podcast again?
Yes, you absolutely can, and we'll totally talk about different stuff next year to keep it fresh, okay?
Yeah.
You got that?
Also, for video games, I like... the weird thing is, for video games, I like old video... Like, Nintendo 64, like DS games. Like, my favorite game is Mario 64 DS.
Nice. That's a good game. I played that before.
I never played it, but I've seen people play. It's, like, my favorite game.
That's
I really want
cool.
it, but I don't want to buy DS because it's, like... It's an old system.
It's an old system.
Also, there's collectors, so it's, like, more expensive than the newer, better yep. stuff because of collectors.
That's it. Well, we've been talking video games along with a bunch of other stuff here with Muhammad in the Everything EHC Shack. It's getting hot out here. I'm having a hard time talking. Seems to be the thing going on here.
I'm in the shade. Ooh. I don't feel it.
Okay. So here we are. We're done with Muhammad for today. We're going to get him back next year. Yeah, I hope you have a great rest of your session and have a great time here at camp. Okay, buddy?
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right. Thank you. And this is Maceo, obviously. Here, Everything EHC, signing off. Until the next one, you know what to do. Just keep listening.
Bye.
I'm here. Bye. Thanks, Muhammad. Bye.